I don't really have a single text to direct you to tonight, although Psalm 1 would be a good one to think about. Because as I think about what I want to share tonight, Psalm 1 kind of sums up really the application of what I was trying to share this morning about how God's Word builds our faith. And how it is that it is delighting in the Word of God that helps us to fight the flesh. How it helps us to live in such a way that the struggle that we have that will not be over until we're with the Lord can be won more often than not by the Spirit rather than the flesh. David in Psalm 1 expresses that there's a promise of success, spiritual prosperity, if you will, in delighting in the law or the Word of God. So this morning I suggested that we use the day that the Lord has given us to give ourselves more to that. Now, you know, it doesn't have to be the Lord's day. I mean, as I said, we need to be in the Word on a regular basis every day. But if you're like me, you don't have just hours and hours to spend in the Word devotionally. All right? Now, maybe you do, but not on a daily basis. But there are times when we can do that, when we can spend more time in the Word devotionally for our soul to help us to fuel our faith to fight against the flesh. So tonight, I want to share with you some passages that may help you. I have 9 flesh-fighting, faith-fueling passages for your Sunday afternoons. Or whenever the Lord gives you an opportunity. 9 flesh-fighting, faith-fueling passages. Now, as I indicated this morning, there are probably only 1 or 2 people that are really going to do anything with this much. But hopefully those 2 people are here tonight. So if you're one of them, you will want to take notes. All right, because you're not going to remember all of this. Why 9, first of all? Let me address that. Well, because there are 9 Lord's days left in this year, in this calendar year. So I'm giving you your help, your, not assignments, but the 9 passages that you can use for the rest of this year. Now, if you want to do them all next Lord's Day, that's totally up to you. All right? But I just figured you'd space them out a little bit and do one a Sunday through the end of the year. Why these 9? Why have I chosen the 9 that I'm going to share with you? Well, they are lengthy passages that are packed full of fuel for your faith, for different situations and different needs. And they are 9 that have been personally and especially helpful to me. So that's why I'm choosing them. Now, when you have your Sunday afternoon time, or whenever your extended time is, what do you do with these passages? I want you to do more than simply read them. All right, so I'm going to give you some suggestions. Before I give you the passages, I want to give you some things to do with them. How do you make this time as profitable spiritually as it can be? And you can certainly take these things and run with them and add to them and do even more. So in the 2 to 3 hours that you'll spend on Sunday afternoons, if you want to do more, you know, that's up to you. What would you do with that time? I say that slightly tongue in cheek. All right. That's 2 to 3 hours. It's whatever you may choose to do, during halftime or whatever. Anyway. All right. First of all, I want you to read through them. I would recommend that you read through these passages 4 times at least. All right? And here's the reason. The first time, just read to get the sense of what's there. Now, these are going to be familiar passages. You already are from know many of them, but there's a danger there. There's the danger that we miss what is familiar to us. We miss what's there. So whether it is or isn't, just read through the passage first to get the sense of what's there. With this first reading, you may want to read other chapters before and after these passages or other verses to kind of get the overall context. Because you want to understand, the most important thing in handling the God and God's word is make sure that we handle it accurately. All right? Even when you're reading it for your devotional, you want to make sure that you interpret, understand God's word and interpret it accurately. And the most important thing in helping you do that is context. Context is king when it comes to interpreting and understanding the word of God. So you may want to read some of the verses before and after. Now, I'm going to give you some Psalms. In the Psalms, the context really isn't as essential, all right? Because each one pretty much stands alone. So read it first just to get the sense of the passage. Secondly, the second time you read it, write down as many observations and insights as you see. Just as you're going through and reading it, write down what comes to you, what you notice. For example, facts that are stated, repeated words or themes that are in the text, figures of speech, word pictures that are used. For example, if you were reading Galatians 5, 16 through 26, you would notice that Paul contrasts works of the flesh with fruit of the Spirit. That's an observation that you would make, that you would want to point out, that you would want to write down. If it's Psalm 23, which is one of the Psalms that I'm going to mention, you would write down that David, who is the author, is a shepherd and is very familiar with what it means to be a shepherd, and he's comparing God's relationship with us to that of a shepherd. That's just one of the things. But there, as you read through it, write down all the observations and insights that you, that come to mind that you can find. The third time you read it, write down all the questions you have about the passage. Now, some questions are going to come to you the first and second time you read it, but hold off. The third time you read through the passage, write down the questions that you have about it. What does this mean? I mean, that may be a question you have. Why does he use this word? Why does he use 3 different words for sin here? You know, what is the background of this situation? Because these are questions that you're going to want to try to answer later. So, where else in Scripture have I read something similar? This may remind you of another passage, another verse, and you may want to later go to that. Any and all questions that come to mind, write them down. The fourth time, find as many points of application as you can. Are there commands to obey, sins to avoid? Ask yourself the question, if I had to communicate to someone else the main message of this passage, what would I say? If I had to teach this to someone, communicate to someone what it is that God would have them do from this passage, what would I say to them? This is crucial. Don't skip steps number 1 and 2 and 3 and then go to step 4. Too often, we want to know what this passage means for me, how it applies to me, before we understand what it's saying. Observation comes first. What does the passage actually say? And asking questions and giving, writing down your observations, insights, all that help you. Well, after that, after reading through it four times, just getting the sense, writing down your observations, insights, writing down the questions you have, writing down points of application. Now, for some of you, this is familiar stuff, all right? You've done this before. Maybe you've, those of you who are in Pastor Greg's Wednesday evening class, you've covered some of this or in other Bible studies. This is basic stuff. But for some of you, maybe you don't do this on a regular basis during your devotional time with the Word. That's why having an extended time is important. But the next thing is, if you have additional resources, and I hope that you do, a study Bible, maybe commentaries, a good concordance. If you have internet access, you've got a great resource. All right? Add to your own observations and questions by reading what others have said. Now again, don't do this first, because you're going to be cheating yourself out of the riches that come from mining the text for yourself first. But don't skip this step. Why? Because you don't have all the knowledge that you need to be able to unlock the riches of God's Word. God has provided others. And we need to learn from others, from one another. And don't, I would not spend most of your time here. Discipline yourself to mind the text on your own before seeing what others say. But I do recommend this because we can all benefit from the work of others. Plus, more than once, I have thought I had the sense of a passage only to discover in reading others that I totally missed it. Or miss major parts of it. So it's helpful to see what others have learned from. Sometimes it will correct misimpressions or misunderstandings. Or it will answer some of the questions that you raised that you didn't understand, giving background or whatever it may be. So you read through it, giving your own observations, questions, all of that. Then you use other resources. And then, because we're doing this to feed our soul, we're doing this to fuel our faith, all right? Now you want to begin to personalize it and turn it into a prayer. A prayer to the Lord. And if you need help, I would recommend using the ACTS acronym, A-C-T-S. A-C-T-S is kind of a guide that's helpful in praying to the Lord. It's not, it doesn't have scriptural authority, but it is helpful. The A stands for adoration. Let God's Word lead you into praising God for what you discover about Him. Again, Psalm 23, Lord, you are a wonderful shepherd. You are a great shepherd. And praise the Lord. Adore Him. Worship Him. I didn't put this down, but you may even sing a hymn to the Lord in your prayer. One of the great hymns we've sung tonight, or something else. Because it's just you, okay? Now, this can be a thing you could do with your family as well. And it would be a real blessing. All right. A stands for adoration. C stands for confession. You will encounter. You'll come face to face with your own failure, your own sin. That's a good thing. Confess it to the Lord. Thanksgiving is the T. There is a slight difference between praise, adoration, and thanksgiving. But I don't get hung up on this. Just You know, if you thank the Lord for something under adoration, that's fine. Just thank Him again, okay, for who He is, for His gifts to you, for His blessings. And then S is supplication. That's asking. And it's good to ask for yourself and for others. This is a good thing to do, this acronym, when you pray for others. When you pray for brothers and sisters in Christ, use the Word of God that you've been studying to pray for others as well as for yourself. So personalize it and turn it into a prayer to the Lord. Next, this step is for those who really want to challenge themselves. You're already on your way to this next step. Memorize it. Memorize it. And I don't mean just a verse, because you're going to see these passages are several verses long. Now, you may not be able to memorize it all in a single time. You know, most of us probably couldn't. Some of you may be able to. But you can combine this with the next step, the final step that I'm going to share with you. It's not the last thing you can do with text, but, and that is review the passage each day during the following week. See, this is the extended time that you have in the Lord's Word. Again, and if you do this on the Lord's Day, it gets your week started well. And then each day that you have your quiet time, your time in the Lord, you can bring this in, go back over it, review it, and you can add any observations, any additional observations, insights, questions, or points of application. Because the Lord, as you have this, as this lives with you and you live in it, the Lord will bring additional things to mind to you. And this is when you can add to your memorizing of it. Okay, so those are just really a few things to do, but it will give you something to do in that halftime period while the Steelers are playing the Cardinals or what, or whomever, whatever's going on. So here they are. Here are the nine passages. And it was hard for me to just pick nine. And I only did that because there are only nine Sundays left in this year. I could have picked many more. The first is, I've already referred to, Psalm 23. And I have kind of a title or theme for each one. Psalm 23 teaches us that God is enough. God is enough. Psalm 51, finding forgiveness. You might also say real repentance. That's David's prayer of repentance after his sin with Bathsheba. Psalm 73, great psalm. Don't envy evildoers. Psalm 37 also teaches us that, but Psalm 73, for me, has been especially a blessing. Next passage, the rest of these will be from the New Testament. Matthew 5, 1 through 16, which describes being the blessed. This is the Beatitudes that leads into being the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Being the blessed. Number 5 is Matthew 6, 19 through 34. That teaches us to seek the best and trust God for the rest. Verse 33 of Matthew 6 being, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things shall be added. And what are those things? Well, he starts in verse 19 talking about treasure. And then he goes into God's provision, God's promise to provide. See, all of these relate to or help us fuel our faith so that we can fight the flesh. Number six is John 15, 1 through 17. Simply abiding in Christ. John 15, 1 through 17. Seven is Romans 6, 1 through 23. Dying to live. 6, 1 through 23. Romans 6, 1 through 20. That's the whole chapter. If you just want to put Romans 6. Eight is 1 Corinthians 13. And nine is Philippians 2, 1 through 18. Now, some of these I haven't included the whole chapter. If you want to do the whole chapter, that is perfectly fine. All right? Oh, the title for 1 Corinthians 13 is The Greatest Gift, obviously. And then Philippians 2 is Lose Your Mind for Jesus. Lose your mind and have the mind of Christ. All right. And see, that's all application, and that's really what I want to do, is just follow up. And so many times, pastors, and I'm guilty, say, you need to do this, you need to do that. But there's no, well, help me out here. How can I do this? Get me started here. How can I spend more time in God's Word? What are some things that will help build my faith, fuel my faith as I fight the flesh? Well, these will help you. And I tell you, not only the authority of God's Word, but from personal experience, if you will spend time in these passages, and we could add to them, but in these passages, if you will spend time, if you will memorize them, meditate on them, and mine these passages from God's Word, the reward will far exceed your investment of time and will be greater than any material gift you could ever receive. There's one more thing, and that is, if you do this, would you share with me how it helps you? And anything else that you do with it that might be a blessing to someone else. Because, I mean, I've just given you a few things. You may say, Pastor, you know, I started doing this, and I found out that if you do this with it, you get even more from it. Or, here's how I used it. Here's how God blessed me. If you'll share that with me, I would appreciate it. And hopefully others will be blessed and benefited as well.